Tracy Gagne coordinates the Fish to Schools program for the Sitka Conservation Society. She's had to do some pioneering work to get seafood harvested and processed in Sitka into schools located just a block or two away. Fish to Schools is about creating a network, and it will be a little different in every town. The resource guide is about
how to access fish, what DEC standards need to be followed to ensure that the product is safe for the schools, and just some good stories included in there about, you know, how to make it go in your community.
The DEC is the State Department of Environmental Conservation, an agency which looms large over the management of institutional food practices in Alaska. Sections on procurement and processing strategies and legalities, what's allowed, take up about a quarter of the 26-page manual. Sitka's Fish to Schools program emerged out of the Community Health Summit in 2010. It's not the first such program in the state, but it might be the most comprehensive. Fish to Schools has helped put seafood on the plates of most Sitka students twice a month. Only Baranoff Elementary, which lacks a kitchen on site, is not included in the program. Students at Pacific High, Sitka's alternative school, prepare their own fish lunches once a week. But the guide is not just a how-to, it's also a why. There are six student lesson plans in the guide called Stream to Plate.
I've been working on these lessons for the last 3 years with our Kikushihin third graders, actually. So it's been really fun to work on them, develop them, refine them over the years. So the lessons are really geared for elementary school, and I think that they really can be adapted up or down for the grade level.
Both the Sitka School District and Mount Edgecombe have participated in a state reimbursement program for locally sourced food called Nutritional Alaskan Food for Schools. Last year, the program kicked in nearly $80,000 for the purchase of local seafood in Sitka. The Sitka School Board earlier this year passed a resolution in support of continued funding for Nutritional Alaskan Food for Schools. The governor has budgeted $3 million for the project, but only for 1 year. Locally, Fish to Schools has relied heavily on donated seafood. Gagne believes a funding model will be important to the future of the program and an economic boon to the seafood industry.
I think the biggest thing is really trying to figure out a sustainable way to source seafood for the schools. And, you know, one way is encouraging the district to purchase it and make it a priority. And hopefully, you know, with this increased demand by students that, you know, they'll make this an important thing to budget for.
And to help with demand, the Fish to Schools Resource Guide has one other component, a mouthwatering recipe for teriyaki salmon. Reporting in Sitka with help from Melissa Marconi-Wenzel, I'm Robert Woolsey.